Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast, and I say that with inverted commas because we've got loads of Americans on this week.
Howdy.
We're invading.
Yeah, you mainly, Cardi.
Hello.
And we're joined by Tina.
Hello.
And Andrew.
Hello.
Who are over ahead of Gamescom and to just be our friends.
Yeah, we just wanted to hang out.
Yeah. No, I'm not only here to play Gamescom, actually.
He's only here to get over the jet lag.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's be real.
It helps a lot. Yeah.
It's a nice little kind of easing you in.
I sleep so poorly that I was basically already adjusted the minute we landed.
That's true. You got up the other day, and well, we're going to talk about Pokemon Go later on, but that's fine.
No.
I just saw you catching things at like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not great.
Getting shinies. You've been on the podcast before, haven't you?
Yeah, I was on last year, with Zach.
Which means that we've asked you the normal questions
already.
But Tina... We always ask people who come on our podcast for the first time what their favorite movie, video game, and TV show is.
So everyone promptly hates me when I answer this question because I always say, there isn't one. Here's a list of 10.
Excellent. Let's do it.
So I've come up with a list of several for each. So which one first? Favorite movie?
Let's go movie.
Okay. Should I just list them out? You ready?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm worried about how long this is going
to be. I'm going to ramble them all out. Okay, I'll list them out, and then anything that comes to your attention, we can discuss.
Let's do it.
All right, so WALL-E.
Oh, best Pixar movie.
Right? Yep. Yeah. Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Nice.
Because I started already thinking about like the animated, thing.
Yep. Oh, this is just the animated section of this.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going alphabetically, so animated is first. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Very good.
Very good.
Yep. Yeah, super depressing.
I haven't thought about that film for a long time.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not one you can watch every day.
Maybe it was erased from your memory.
But it's just so creative and so impactful that it's like feels like a prominent choice. So
have you seen the trailers for the new Jim Carrey thing with which I think Michelle Gondry's like executive producing called Kidding. So it's based on Mr. Rogers, but what if Mr. Rogers was sort of a colossal fuck up and had real mental problems? And it looks insane.
And that's Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Yep. Basically. Yeah. It's worth looking into.
There's also that weird, I think it's Emma Stone and Jonah Hill. Have you seen the trailer for that thing?
Maniac.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing looks incredible.
That's
by the True Detective guys.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The guy who was going to do it. Before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Carrie. Yeah, Carrie Fukunaga. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
please carry
not at
on.
All. The only other one is kind of like a wrench in the entire thing, and it's the original Fast and Furious. I needed something goofy in there.
So I've never seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
I've seen
shame.
1, 2, and 3.
You stopped
Tokyo
before
Drift
they
is
got
my favorite.
Good.
Tokyo Drift's your favorite?
What?
Yeah.
Tokyo Drift is excellent.
It has a little Bow Wow and a Hulk car.
Yeah, legitimately.
Yeah.
I feel like the later ones I actually enjoy unironically.
Everyone
like
says,
starting with Fast 4 and then the fifth
one. I thought it was 5 onwards that everyone says.
Five is a legitimate one. Yeah. 4 is no.
They got too serious for me. I don't like that too serious drama stuff.
Yeah.
So
I like the first one because that's when it was at its most pure about family, And then everything got away from itself and it became very Michael Bay.
We were going to do a marathon of, what's the latest one? 7?
No, 8. Yeah.
Jesus. I think we were going to do...
They called it The Fast and the Furious, I think.
Oh, yeah.
No, The Fate and... Yeah,
the
Fate
the,
of the
yeah,
Furious.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah. That's right.
We were going to do...
Who can keep track?
A marathon of 4 of them. I can't remember which ones. And we bought in 100 bottles of Corona Because there were going to be loads of us. And then just drank all the Corona and never did the marathon. Like, they were just stacked up in
and
there.
And it was
for
a good
weeks.
Evening anyway.
It was magnificent. All That's right, we've plan, done movies. Okay.
Have you seen
video games.
Have you seen a film
video
called games. There Will Be Blood?
Oh, yes. Let's not talk about that.
I liked it as well. Why?
It's very, very good.
How are we going from...
It's just my favorite. I need to know yeah. everyone's opinion sure. on There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, whenever anyone's on the podcast, they say their favorite things and then Simon corrects them.
Yeah.
You mean There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Let's throw it on the list.
People at home will be wondering whether we're going to ask about one particular film, which we will get to after this.
We will.
It's a separate question.
Okay. But I have my little... I know where you know, have to do my thing.
Yeah, well, obviously you've got
you
to
like
impose yourself.
You like it, don't you, Andrew?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. We're all on the same page. Don't murder us.
That's a good test.
Can we carry on with the actual feature, please? It's video games.
Video games. So I do have a good go-to answer here because there's a very like sweet, I think, story to it.
Uh-huh.
So Final Fantasy X is my go-to answer.
That is a banger.
Good. Yeah, and it's a good video game. So that one is, you know, it's substantial enough just by virtue of that. It's my favorite Final Fantasy, but super personal reason is when I was 12, which is when the game came out. If you want to figure out how old I am, that I had spinal surgery and I was bedridden for like a month and it sucked and I couldn't do anything and I like, you know, couldn't even like shower on my own. My mom had to help me brush my teeth, everything like that. The one thing that I could do was, you know, walk around and
play
fly
Blitzball.
Yeah, I could play Blitzball. I could like replay some of the at the time amazing cinematics.
That first cinematic where it plays, what's the song called? Otherworld, whilst the Leviathan hits whatever that city's called. What is it? Bell Sage.
I totally forget all remember. The names. There's like 1,000 names that you have to remember in the game.
It's brilliant.
But yeah, there was just like so many different lands to explore and all the characters that you had and chasing down all the legendary weapons. Like that's one of the that's one of the few games where I will put all the time into it because most of the time I just get bored and I like to move on and there's tons of games that come out.
It's one of the most satisfying games to play with a strategy guide, weirdly, because it feels like you... Because you're not, there's still something to do.
Yeah, and you're still exploring it on your own. Yeah, you're not cheating. That is inherently
But you can
difference.
Get like the secret summons and stuff. Like, what was he called? Anima, who's just like a weird monster on top and then just a goat underneath the ground that punched people. It was amazing. You played Final Fantasy X.
I've not played 10. No. I've only ever played 7 and half of 13.
Well,
I've
good news, it came out on Vita too. And that's still relevant, so you can
maybe
play
I'll
it.
Give it a go.
They remastered it on Vita.
And it's got Bender in it.
Has it?
Yeah, he plays Wacker. It's wicked.
Wacker. Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
I don't really like that you even subtly threw shade at the Vita.
Do you still use yours?
Yes.
Really?
I just platinumed the 2% dancing game.
That's exactly why. It's a Persona
machine. It's your Persona
machine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The other games on my list are Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, you were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you liked Left 4 Dead 2 so much.
I would have put Left 4 Dead 1 or 2, but 2 had this like crazy glitch that I really enjoyed.
Go on.
That I've spoken about before. But so people who know me will hate hearing the story for the 15th time. But there was a glitch where, because it introduced dual wielding in the sequel.
Yeah.
And so if you ran up into a corner in the safe house with trying to swap between two pistols and a melee weapon, eventually if you did it fast enough and in this corner enough, the graphics would glitch out and you would start producing pistols out of your back. And if you produce enough pistols, everything lags out and freaks out. And you can just kind of like skirt and skate along the game. And the point of this was not because it's goofy and it's a thing you can do. It's just because that game on expert mode was the most difficult. And it was really difficult to get through. So if you lag the game out, you can kind of just skip any of the zombies. And you didn't have to tackle anyone.
So what you liked about Left 4 Dead 2
is when I didn't play it.
You just walked around it.
Yeah, well, no, except for the tank. Because the tank, you can't progress through that level without killing the tank.
Okay.
So when you got to the tank, it was this weird dance. It still felt like a boss battle because it was this weird dance where you had to measure when their hit would actually hit you. So you had to guess like how much of the lag you were actually experiencing.
Oh my God.
So yeah, like, occasionally if you get hit once, you get incapacitated. So it was a very like delicate balance of those two things.
That sounds quite full on.
But yeah, it was just kind of like a community thing. I saw other people doing it and I was like, what the hell are they doing? And then the game lagged out and I would bail because the game lagged out. I just thought it was some trolling thing. And then I realized everyone's doing it. What is this? So it was a fun discovery.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then the rest on my list is Borderlands, which moving on.
Full disclosure, I was once an employee at Gearbox Software.
Exactly. And then more recently, Inside and Oxenfree is like still burned into my mind from 2016, I think.
I loved Oxenfree as well.
Yeah, same. I'm so excited for After Party too.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that's coming out.
It's like the same thing, but darker. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, kind of, yeah. I'm really excited for that. They're very smart, and they're all very nice people.
For people who don't know, After Party is a game where you are in hell and having a drinking contest you against Satan?
To get out of hell, you have to outdrink Satan. But the game is, like, very biting and sarcastic, and there's an incredible, like, parody social media thing going on where, like, as you're going, people on Twitter are basically griefing you, and the better you perform in these various, like, drinking contests, the more people will, like, react.
That's cool. I liked,
very smart.
I really liked Oxenfree. The only thing that let it down was occasionally some of the writing wasn't that, like...
Yeah. You didn't like it?
I liked core characters, but then some of the writing around it I found slightly embarrassing. Mm. I think the way to combat that is... just make a comedy game. So that's really perfect. Yep. Like,
so that
make
you're
it
intentionally
purposely
laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I really think is excellent.
Man, the beginning of Oxenfree is so cool. It's so like Stranger Things-esque. Like I love when you're first like figuring out the radio signals and stuff.
Well, also just that feeling of just walking onto an island and having a chat for quite a long time. I played it on a bus, like a 7-hour bus journey, and I was just like, what? I thought this was a horror game. It's just people like talking about school.
Yeah, and
really
like
cool.
Awkward ex relationships and a dead brother.
So good. I did Night in the Woods and that straight after each other, and it was just like a burst of young adult fiction in my head. It was amazing.
Interestingly, I couldn't get into Night in the Woods.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like the only person on the planet, I think.
Loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know everyone says that. Yeah, I couldn't relate, I think, is the problem. And there wasn't, like, that mystery and, like, the cool setting that Oxenfree had.
There is one later on, but it takes such a long time to introduce it. But, yeah. And the final question that we have to ask everyone is, have you seen The Prestige?
Well, we don't know the TV series yet.
Come on, Joe. TV series.
Yeah, TV series.
I apologize.
So this one I actually...
So this is ranked by network. And
yeah, exactly. Well, no, I do have a go-to here, and it was a no-brainer. It immediately comes to mind. It's 30 Rock. Because the humor is so in tune with my humor. It's just like the most silly things.
Full disclosure, I was once an extra in 30 Rock.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was in all season 4.
Super cool.
I watched about 5 or 6 seasons. I loved it, but then I kind of felt it going a bit. The story lost me a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Like the actual arc. Yeah.
I mean, well, it was at one time kind of compelling.
No, it's just funny.
But then it kind of just, you know, I was looking for a big old plot line.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen.
Saturday Night Live's got no arc. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Wow, you know.
Yeah, beat by beat, you know, that's how you got to appreciate it. But yeah, it's a great show. I've seen it 1,000 times. I have a horrible addiction to watching TV shows while I fall asleep because I basically have insomnia. And that is the only thing that works. And so I've watched 30 Rock a bunch of times because I need something that, you know, I'm very familiar with, but it's also still entertaining.
I love Alec Baldwin's character.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. He did my commencement speech at NYU.
Amazing.
That was super cool.
That's pretty good. Do you do it in character?
No.
As Trump?
He should have. I know, yeah.
As like Glenger and Glenn Ross.
Well, that would be terrifying.
But also on the list is Doctor Who.
Interesting.
Which actually, I watched the first episode and I hated it. And then someone told me on a good recommendation to continue watching.
I feel like we're now at a point where it's bigger in America than it is here.
It 100% is. No one I know. Actually, no, I know a couple of people.
I know some
people
still watch it. Yeah, but I feel like, anytime I hear about it now, it's through America.
It does feel like it's made by BBC America now. It's weird.
I know what you mean, yeah. But
very interesting.
We've
I used to watch it. And I lost interest again. I lose interest a lot.
Well, it's also to keep very long running.
Just get up and walk out.
I might just leave.
Yeah, famously,
not interested in this podcast anymore.
Famously short and easy to follow film, There Will Be Blood is your favorite.
Exactly. And then also other no-brainers like Game of Thrones, sticking to the UK Black Mirror.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because it's depressing and all too accurate. And then Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
That was during a particularly rough breakup. The only thing that kept me going for a while was just going, I'm going to regress to childhood and watch all of Buffy.
It is interesting how that, like, you know, because I've done the same thing also in breakups. I'll watch a show, like, you know, marathon it because it's just so comforting.
Yeah, it's like a comfort food.
Exactly. Mm, and so revisiting your favorite
shows.
They've
just said reboots coming, haven't they?
There was talk of that.
Is it rebooting the TV series or is it trying to go by the... Because it was a comic first, wasn't it? Buffy.
I don't know. Well, it's a new TV series, though.
But I mean, are they
rebooting the TV
source are they going
or are they,
from?
I have no idea.
Because you know they were talking about doing Men in Black, but making it all dark and gritty, like the original
anyone,
things. You're like,
does
no
want that?
Way.
No, no.
I can't believe. Honestly, I'm angry that they didn't do that Jump Street crossover with Men in Black. But that's another. That's a whole
it
podcast
worth
of complaints.
But they're doing the what is it? Chris Hemsworth
and Tessa Thompson.
Yeah.
See, it's basically Thor.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. I can take that.
I'm fine with that.
And have you seen The Prestige?
I haven't. I'll go do that immediately.
I mean, that is
unforgivable.
Yeah, I actually can't host anymore. I have to leave.
Emotions are too high.
I mean, there will be a piece of feedback later on. There will be a piece of feedback later on.
Okay.
That may offend you, but I can't speak
that
to
you
that
are
right
not
now.
Human unless you have seen The Prestige.
Wow. Yeah, more or less.
Well, all right, what's the elevator pitch?
So it's Christopher Nolan, secret best movie, and it is about two warring magicians, and there are about 30 twists, and it's the best.
Who plays in it?
Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale.
Okay, I have seen it. I thought you were talking about a TV show. Can I be invited back now?
Oh. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I have seen it.
I mean, it did clearly.
Were they betray each other back and forth?
Oh,
and
yeah, pretty much. But basically, we've all realized that every single person in the office is completely obsessed with The Prestige.
Really? It's pretty much our communal best film.
Yeah,
it's not like anyone's maybe number one, but together.
In America, it's only The Illusionist with Edward Norton.
Oh, my God. It's so weird when that came out at the same time. Oh, and it's just like, oh, there's this amazing film about magicians. What the fuck? Illusionist? What? Right.
So it's only because you all mutually agree, not because you actually think it's the number one.
I think if we were to rank it together, we'd probably say it's IGN UK's number one.
That's fair.
We've said many times that this is the world's premier prestige podcast.
Yeah. I think I've got it somewhere in the 20s or 30s. In my
20s or 30s?
That's still very high.
I'm fine,
like
yep.
It is top.
Andrew's clocked in.
Top five for me.
Yeah, it's not one of those that immediately would come
to
mind.
We have The Prestige and The Matrix are kind of our
Matrix
top
is
two.
Is flowing around.
The Matrix, which we all agree only was the first movie.
Speak to Rory.
Really?
You know, Rory likes the sequels maybe more.
I don't think the second one's terrible.
The second one's
There's
not terrible.
There's some good bits.
Like the big fight.
Yeah, with the big pole where he's just spinning.
That
around.
One was great.
The burly brawl.
That CGI looks very bad. If you
lots of special features.
Yeah, that stuff does not hold up. But the third movie does not exist.
Oh,
like, I don't even know why I said the third movie when it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's like how there are only three Indiana Jones movies.
100%.
Although, full disclosure.
Ooh, the young Indiana.
Oh, my God. You're an extra on everything.
Young Indiana Jones have some good bits.
Mm. I never really watched those.
They're weird because people just forget they exist.
Yeah.
And they don't really show them anywhere and you can't really find them.
I hope the Uncharted movie is basically a young Indiana Jones
film. Me too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope it's just like the River Phoenix part of Last Crusade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really good.
I watched bits of the new Tomb Raider movie. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't.
Yeah,
I watched it on the plane.
Yeah, I watched it on a flight recently too.
I think bits says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing about that movie is I fell asleep watching it. I eventually watched the whole thing, but I fell asleep the first time I tried. And it starts with Alicia Vikander, like, driving through the streets of London, you know, as a bike messenger. Mm-hmm. And then I fell asleep and woke up and she was just killing a guy on an island. And I was like, ooh.
It's what
she does. Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, really.
I never need to see that film because I went to a set visit for it. And we had a series of, like, weird roundtable interviews where we were all sitting in the room, like, this room in Lara Croft's house. Manor, I believe it's called. And
I think there's a butler in the freezer somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Should help him.
And they kept just bringing people in. So it's like Alicia Vikander comes in and Roar Uthaug, the director, comes in. And like Roar Uthaug.
Is he in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. He's an Uruk-hai. And like they had all the costume person came in. They did all these talks. Became extremely clear that no one involved in that film had ever played the game. And it was really depressing. And then they brought in the production manager and he was like, yeah, so I'm just going to sort of talk you through some of the production elements that we've done on the film. Spends quite literally an hour and 20 minutes going scene by scene to the end. So I know he spoiled the entire film. He's like, oh, yeah, in this bit, the sort of virus gets out. And you're like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, and it kills it. That's kind of the curse. It's like,
Laura
it's not
dies,
supernatural. You're
like, whatever.
What is going on?
It also has just the most painful sequel setup I've ever seen. It's so just the worst.
Is that sequel happening?
No, I can't imagine.
Surely.
Yeah.
Right. We're all here for Gamescom.
Yep.
Technically.
Well, we'll be in Germany for Gamescom.
Well, we will be eventually.
Oh,
that's very good. But I thought we could all say one thing that we're excited to play or see in a sort of preview fashion.
I'm just excited to go to Germany. I love Germany.
Just because you speak a bit, so you can just be walking around chatting to people. And not and like doing that thing where you laugh and but don't tell anyone what you're laughing about.
Oh,
casting a gaze.
I know like three words in German and one is a curse, of course.
Oh,
I know schmuck means jewelry.
You do
so. Really?
I literally just know that Kretung means receipt. It's the only one I need.
That's pretty good.
Could order us all schnitzel.
Don't order Schultznitzel. Order us all pork knuckle.
No, I'm done with pork. I feel like it's like my sixth or seventh Gamescom. I can't do it anymore.
Well, that's your preview.
It's probably taking years off of my life.
Oh, so good.
I'm going to force feed you Knuckle.
On oh, that sounds like, that sounds like, that just sounds like you're going to punch him in the mouth.
Oh, I would like never that. Do that.
That's a really funny way of doing that. Yeah, I'm going to force feed you some Knuckle, mate.
I'd never do that.
Yeah, Cardi. What are you going to play?
Just what FIFA. Am I going to play? FIFA. We'll be seeing some new FIFA. I believe there's a FIFA coming out this year again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Surprise.
About time, really.
I'm hoping there's some Cyberpunk. Well, we know, I didn't go to E3, so I haven't really seen anything.
It's weird because they've said they're going to be there, but the only thing they've said they're doing is sponsoring the cosplay stage. Like, I looked it up before. It's
so I might see someone dressed up in Cyberpunk costume.
You'll see, like,
will that be enough for me?
You'll see, like, someone cosplaying that terrible statue that we got from E3.
But yeah, if I get to see anything,
hey, you still have it on your desk.
I know, yeah. Because we were gonna go. We came back and we were like, people are selling this for like £500. Like, we could just fund a night out. Like, we'll just have an offsite, and then looked and like, oh, no one's actually buying it because it looks like shit.
But yeah, if I get to see anything like you explained. You described at E3, then I'll be very
including
excited.
The really offensively caricatured Latino.
That's
character.
Exactly what I'm going
that's,
for.
That's your whole deal. Yeah. That's your interest.
Yeah. On a
that's
quick
what I look
side
for
note,
in games.
It always amazes me that before a game has come out or before we really know what it looks like or what it really is, that there's already cosplay of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's mad.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I remember because we went to the Overwatch launch party a couple of years ago and they had like full cosplay people. And you're like, it wasn't clear whether they were fans or not. You're like, have you just been playing the beta and decided to become Tracer just in case?
Imagine
it's
if
useful.
Like you played Overwatch and there was a story bit that she twists and she's actually like the worst character ever.
That's a
and
really
you're just dressed
point.
Up as her. You got these photos.
Or just dies. It's just gone.
Yeah. It's just like, waste of money that one.
Or just a corpse now. Great.
I've been sewing for 4 months. It's like unbelievable.
It's only slightly connected, but do you remember when League of Legends just killed a character and just took him out of the game? Like, for story reasons, they were like, this character's dead.
Well,
and there's
like
all these
50.
People who are like, that's my main. I spent all the money on his costumes.
I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, I think they brought him back eventually. Yeah. But
what
good.
Are you looking forward to seeing, Joe?
Oh, what are you looking for?
You've already asked me.
They're doing...
the two of you the whole time. Yeah.
They're doing gameplay of DMC5, which I'm... I think I'm more interested than excited right now because I really like DMC, the one that everyone said was not a real Devil May Cry game, including... the people who made it, which is really weird. Like Capcom, just like we're not going to talk about that one. Like, it's wicked. What are you talking about? So that, and I think Sable, which is a game I absolutely loved at E3, might be there, and I'm really excited. Like any more seeing of that game would be good because that's just beautiful.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, they make it around the corner. And they're in a shed. I just want to go and visit. They're called Shedworks. They've named themselves after the fact they make it in a shed.
Incredible.
So yeah, probably that. Mm-hmm. How about you guys?
So it's interesting that you said you were interested in seeing something versus excited to see something. Because I've been thinking about that too. I mean, mostly it's hard for me to get too excited about something that's too much of an unknown. Mm. But Control...
Looks
really fascinating. Like, I want to know what it is. I want to know how it feels because it looks like it feels amazing to play.
Yeah, I love Remedy games. Yeah, like, even Quantum Break. As long as you skip
all
the TV
bits.
All
the TV episodes, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like Remedy, like, I admire that they experiment. I admire that, like, they're cool with doing that and owning up to, all right, that didn't work in Quantum Break, clearly. No one liked that. And so I who knows what they're going to be doing story-wise, but that's always been, like, an interesting kind of crux to their games.
Like, I always hope Sam Lake will have his face in that game because he's got such a mad face.
Yeah, he's got a good, like, video game character.
Well, he was the original Max Payne. That was his face, just photo-mapped on. And now
like,
I want him back.
How more games have slow motion? Slow motion is just so cool.
It's, like, lots of games have slow motion, but none of them use
really
it
master
as
it like
well
that,
as Remedy.
Well, so the other game that I am apparently going to be seeing is My Friend Pedro.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
God.
That game looks like it would do
You are
really
going to have
well.
So much fun.
Have you played it?
Yeah, we played at E3, and it was one of our games of the show. It's just...
It's so fun to watch.
It's incredible.
It looks so
gorgeous,
fun to watch, yeah.
The best thing about that is we put up a gameplay clip that's done really, really well from E3, and all these people underneath were like, classic video game journalists can't play a fucking game. It was the developer playing it, like, and he's doing amazing things. They're like, oh, rubbish. It's so stupid.
Well, so if you watch the trailer versus, like, the more chunky kind of an actual like clip of gameplay, it is a lot smoother in a trailer. So it does kind of give you the wrong impression.
Absolutely.
That, like, it's a perfectly choreographed thing. It looks like you can mess up so many little things.
Oh,
but
definitely.
When you do pull something off, it's like really fluid.
Well, when we talked to him, he was kind of talking about it as, you could, if you want to, play that game as a cover shooter, just walk through and crouch, and you'd probably do really well. But it's got all, it's basically got skating game style combo systems like built in to make you just keep doing weird stuff, not for any real reward other than just feeling amazing. And I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I always do the thing of, like, when I'm playing any game, literally any game that has a jump button, I won't walk, I'll jump.
Yeah.
Because I'm convinced I'm going faster. Even when I know I'm not going faster, I'm convinced I feel like I'm progressing a little
further. I'm like that with rolling. Any game that lets me roll, I just
I think rolling actually does, though. It gives you a slight extra distance.
Well, in
and
all
momentum.
Games, is that the law?
It feels that way, doesn't
in
it?
In the US
only, I can't remember a roll that I didn't like, so, you know, it has to be. But yeah, it's the same thing with this. I feel like I'll just flip over everything as much.
A lot of people think role-playing game means R-O-L-E, but it's actually just a game.
Yeah, you're actually just a game.
How about you?
You know, it's funny because at E3, I didn't get that much time to play things. So I'm doing a lot of cleanup. Like, I'm seeing Assassins and Tomb Raider and stuff that I just haven't gotten a chance to go hands-on with. So I'm excited to do what everybody else did 2 months ago.
Assassins is one where because I wasn't on it at all at E3, I didn't really pay that much attention. Like, I know the basic ideas. I didn't realize it had, like, huge battles in it.
Yeah.
And which is amazing.
It kind of feels like a potpourri of every previous Assassin's Creed game in a positive way. I mean, it definitely brings over the RPG stuff they did in Origins. But it is also, like, it seems like there's some boat stuff in it. And there's just, I really liked, because Quebec did Syndicate, which is the last one I actually played all the way through. And it's probably my favorite Assassin's Creed game. So I'm kind of excited for that. And then Tomb Raider, like, I don't know, it's one of those, I really liked Rise of the Tomb Raider and just haven't been excited for this one for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I do want to go hands-on with it just to see if maybe that'll finally make it click. But so far, like, the gameplay demos and stuff haven't done it for me.
It's weird. There's someone who looks just like you in our unofficial preview of that game.
Yeah, isn't that strange? Who could he be?
I don't know.
He's got who looks like you as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well, but he's always around.
Yeah, that weird man. Nice. Yeah. The only other thing is that Nintendo's showing, they said they're showing Super Mario Party. And I really want to see that. I hope they do the thing, because what they've shown so far wasn't the thing in the trailer where it's like, across two Switches. They just kind of showed some mini game stuff. And I hope they're demoing that because I want to see how that works in practice.
I can't remember the last time I gave any shits about a Mario Party and suddenly they're doing the thing.
I used to love it on GameCube.
Why did you give a shit about a Mario Party?
Because they're just...
You can drink Coronas and play games with your friends.
That's true.
Or you like end up drinking Coronas on
it. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'd like nothing more than an amazing Mario Party for Switch. I played it all the time on GameCube.
That's the last one everyone's played properly.
Yeah, that's
the
exactly
GameCube
right.
one. It's really
I think
weird.
That whole like two Switches thing is going to be super gimmicky.
I 100% agree.
I am curious about how it works.
But that's like every smart Nintendo thing is like, they do it first and super gimmicky,
like,
and then everyone can copy it, and hopefully we'll get something else that does it better.
It's kind of like with the Wii U and what was it, Luigi's Mansion game, and like that was a fun game, and it was a cool like construction of one screen over the others. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Nintendo Land is secretly the best party game ever.
It was so good.
It got so much shit from people because that was the last year they did a proper press conference, and they spent so much time on it that everyone made fun of it. But like, God, that game is smart. Like, all of the mini games in there are just so perfect. I love them all.
See, that's why Super Mario.
All of them are perfect.
It's going to be weird because that's the thing. You can't make having two Switches the core to your game because then you just cut loads of people out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's got to be. There's only going to be like five in there.
That's why I want them to show it because I feel like. I don't know. I'm hoping they have some kind of really smart twist that's going to make it worth it, other than just like the novelty of doing it once and then never doing it again.
Yeah.
That's what I suspect.
Now, Gav originally wrote this running order, and he did write, sigh, Pokemon Go London update.
Why
from you.
Sigh?
They're honestly...
Not sigh as in your name.
Yeah.
Sigh as in sigh.
Oh, as in a...
Yeah, because he doesn't care about Pokemon Go, but latterly... I do.
Yeah,
we've been playing.
I like to see the smiles on your faces when you, when you hatch eggs or whatever you're doing. I don't know.
I haven't hatched an egg in days.
Playing with your monkey dust or whatever it is.
Don't talk about monkey dust. Yeah, yeah. I smell like prawns. You want that monkey dust? Yeah, Reggie Rock turned up today. We did a little raid.
Right. Yes, that'll be on Monday. There isn't really a good London update for it, but I'm going the week after Gamescom. I'll be in Yokosuka at the Safari Zone event.
Yokosuka?
Yokosuka.
There.
Yeah, I found out the hard way that it is not pronounced Yokosuka. It's Yokosuka.
Aren't you meeting the mayor?
Hopefully. I hope that ends up happening. Basically,
that's so weird.
There's an annual event called Pikachu Outbreak in a larger city called Yokohama. And last year, Pokemon Go was so disruptive because so many people were playing that the mayor of Yokohama was like, absolutely not. We're not. Like, Pikachu Outbreak is still happening. But they were like, there will be zero Pokemon Go of any kind there. And so they're now in a different city called Yokosuka. And apparently the city itself is very excited to host them.
That's
so I'm,
cool.
I'm hoping to talk to
it's
them.
It's like
there.
The new Olympics.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
I went to Yokohama once and the only thing I did there was go to an Oktoberfest, which makes no sense at all. I went all the way to Japan and they played umpah versions of like American country songs. Mm. It was brilliant. So I walked in and they were playing... Take Me Home Country Road by John Denver, but on like umpah band things.
That's
and
incredible.
This guy turned around and we were just standing there with like a stein of beer being like, this is absolutely weird. Like, and just going like, we'll probably leave after this. This is really strange. This guy just turns around and goes, like in a broad Australian accent, just goes, Country Road, motherfuckers! And we ended up spending the entire night with him. It was amazing.
Why wouldn't you?
It was brilliant. He was a fun guy.
I love
anyway,
that.
We've got something for you.
For me?
Both of you.
Oh.
It's a little game.
Me, yeah. Fine, I'll share it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a little game slightly adapted from Gav's game and perfected by Rory and then stolen by Cardi and now me.
Well, it's basically, you know, Gav won't let us do proper Kibo counter if he's not here, so we have to do this version, which anyone else can do. It's
which
kind
is
of like royalty-free Kibo counter.
This is called Boss Kibo Countdown.
Boss Key. Boss Key. Boss Key. Word countdown. Time for Boss Key. Word countdown. It's Boss Key. Word
countdown. Tina, are you aware of the phenomenon known as keyword countdown?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, Boss
Not
Keyword
boss
countdown,
keyword countdown
is that but for video games.
Okay.
So complicated.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, IMDb categorizes films and video games.
Don't look at that piece of
by a series of crazy keywords. We've got five video games with a slightly tenuous link, and each of these will read out 10 keywords.
We've combined our mind powers.
We have, and it's not at all because we were short on time.
No. And, you know, it's funny because I regularly listen to mm-hmm. this show, the show we're currently on.
What?
And I, when I'm listening, I actually do pretty well at Keyword Countdown, but when I was here last year, I did not score a single point.
It's
I did
pressure.
Very badly, yeah.
So it's going to be me and Cardi taking yep. turns awesome. Presenting you with...
Oh, so weird. The
okay.
only one's playing?
Yeah.
Oh, this is weird. Okay.
So I suck at all trivia and all quiz.
It's going to be
so
embarrassing when we both get 0 points.
Yeah, exactly.
But as Gav always says, when you get to the end and mm-hmm. no one's guessed... The listeners have had a chance to play along, so that's
true.
Fine.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah I guess it would be
fun for you and everyone at home.
It would be exactly. a really bad listening experience if we just guessed it immediately.
Yeah,
on
just
every single one.
Five
yeah.
tens in a row.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
for God's sake.
Yeah, really, yeah. we're doing everyone a favor by
yeah,
sucking
yeah,
at this
that's,
game.
That's exactly right.
So let's begin.
Okay. Go for it,
let's
Joe.
I've never done this before. I'm quite excited.
Wow, that was very nice of you to root him.
He's a really
for
supportive
like
guy.
Yeah.
He was doing little kisses towards me at lunch today. That's really nice. No, I beat him at Pez and he's never done it again. Open world.
Narrows it down.
Witcher 3.
Assassin's Creed.
Sequel.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Assassin's Creed Origins.
Fictional war. That's my favorite keyword.
Shogun Warrior. That's not
yeah,
an open world game.
Total War. there's several
of those. Historically accurate historical games. There's so many more fictional wars. I'm carrying.
I would.
Child murder.
What?
Ooh, that narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah. Heavy rain? No.
child murder. Open world. Child murder.
Child murder. Okay.
Slavery.
It's a fun game.
It's fine because it's fictional.
It's
fun.
So it's just. I'll give you a clue. It's not a Nintendo game.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say Final Fantasy. I don't think they're there. Because Fictional War immediately got me to Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 10, 9, 8, 7.
It's not Final Fantasy.
Where are children getting murdered?
multiple endings.
Ooh.
Less common in an open world game. Sort of.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Open world child murder.
I really want to just say Detroit Become Human, but that's not an open world game.
Yeah. Probably some child
murder. Also not a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cannibal.
Oh my God.
My God.
What is happening? What is this game?
Yeah.
If it's any consolation, I would not have got any of this.
So. Arkham City.
Oh, you know that time Batman kills a kid
and then eats him.
I was looking around the room at statues.
Hey, it is fictional.
Laser gun.
An open world game with a laser gun. That's never happened. No Man's Sky.
That's not a sequel.
No Man's Sky 2.
Mutant.
Cannibal. Mutant.
I'm not helping you.
Fiction? That's yeah. All I got. Is that the name of the game?
I've got nothing.
Yeah, this is getting further away.
Post-thermonuclear war.
Ooh. Fallout 3. Fallout 4.
Oh, Fallout New Vegas. Fallout. Fallout 1, Fallout 2. Oh, wait, Fallout 1, that's right. Wait, 2, 2. Sorry, I just talked about that. My bad. I just talked about that on Jared Petty's podcast.
There we go.
And we talked about how we feel about kids getting murdered in video games. I was like, that's wrong. Damn.
You would think Mutant would have gotten me there.
That's it. I was
like,
that was
X-Men?
A really hard one.
Yeah, I started with Fallout 2.
Yeah.
I've never played it properly. I've played bits of it.
I'm only 3-4 in New Vegas.
I haven't played one or two.
Remember, there is a link between all five of these games.
So it's worth keeping those
in mind. Okay. All right, so Fallout 1.
Okay.
Fallout 2.
No, the next one is Fallout 1.
Oh, I see.
Here's game number 2. Gnomes.
Different vibe.
Yeah.
Very different vibe.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
Talking car.
Cars. Cars 2.
Oh, God.
Knight Rider. Is that a game?
Vengeance.
Was there a talking car in the... I didn't play Final Fantasy 15. Did the car talk? The car talked.
I don't think so.
The car talked. It definitely talked.
It definitely did. Like, we're done with this game.
Sequel.
Again. Is that the tying factor then?
Ooh,
no. That's what it is.
That would be a really lame thing. All of these games are sequels. Talking car. Wait, okay. I have nothing.
Disguise.
Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs 2.
Yep, it is Watch
really?
Dogs 2.
Really? Yeah. Got it.
There are gnomes in Watch Dogs 2.
I don't know.
There's loads scattered around the world.
I actually know a gnome outfit. I played Watch Dogs 1. I never even touched Watch Dogs 2.
Watch Dogs 2 I thought was brilliant.
I've still loved that game. Got it.
Actually, that's not true. I did touch it because we had it in the office and we were looking for the IGN office, and their version of San Francisco is so hilarious. They just squeezed it together.
So yeah, the other clues for that were open world, cell phone, when American there.
Cell phone would have gone there. Nice.
Just in case. You never know.
Yeah.
Spying, Golden Gate Bridge, and Hacker.
Nice.
Hacker.
Hacker would have definitely. Yeah. Yes, cell phone would have already started.
Should have finished with 8-Ball on a String. Because it's the only game that has or ever will have that as a weapon.
Really?
I hope so.
Guarantee that, are you?
I'm going to guarantee that. So I'll stake my reputation on it.
Two guesses to Tina, and she's on 7 points.
That's true.
That's big.
Andrew, come on.
I promise you, I'll get 0 points.
No, you're the one that's guessing more titles, and I've just come in at the end and steal it from you.
I mean, that's the way to play.
I feel like that's the best move.
Making a wish.
Foundation.
Oh, no, that's not a good joke to make.
I'm just taking what comes first to mind.
Be careful what you wish for.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I wish that was a game.
Yeah.
First in a series.
Not a sequel this time, is it?
Yeah.
That's thrown the
link. What was the first one again?
Making a wish.
First in a series.
Contest.
Mario Party.
Be careful what you wish for. Demon.
Diablo.
Dune buggy.
Trials.
Rage.
What games have dune buggies?
Missile.
Command and Conquer.
Ice cream truck.
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal.
Nice. Oh.
That is.
Saw like the light in your eyes when you figured it out.
Yeah. I was trying to remember the name of that game. Jesus. Yeah.
I love Twisted Metal. I mean, it wasn't good.
Wait, yeah, what exactly. What is the unifying factor here?
Well, that's what you've got to figure out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fallout 1.
There's still two more to go, so it might click. You never know.
Look at you in game show mode.
Yeah. I switched it on here, haven't I? Full of life now. Right. You're an idiot. Number four. Body in a fridge.
Tomb Raider.
No.
As is a there butler a body in the fridge?
So he has a body.
He has. Would Hit you man. Describe yourself as a is body?
It, yeah, sure.
Is it Hitman?
No, that's a good guess, sir.
Hitman 2.
Reference to Richard Nixon.
Fallout. Fallout 3, Fallout 4.
Yeah, every time you get with a name, you have to do every single one of the series. Yeah.
Flamethrower.
Borderlands.
That is the kind of game that would have a reference to Richard.
Dead Space.
Yeah. Open World.
It's not the theme.
Arkham Knight.
There's no flamethrower in there.
Is Firefly enough?
Yeah, Firefly's in.
And Richard Nixon. Yeah.
Tricky Dicky, the greatest supervillain of all.
Tricky Dicky Grayson. Little joke, though.
Oh. Very nice.
Yeah. I shouldn't call my own jokes good little jokes, should I?
Let's keep
for
going.
Me to say, pubic hair. Shall I move on?
technically, you don't see it often.
Fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I'm smooth.
Prey
too. Grand Theft Auto, Ballad Gay Tony.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Jazz music.
Jazz music.
That's for you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
That's
jazz,
a massive
baby.
Clue. That's yeah.
False accusation.
That's my phone thinking it knows.
I'm lost. You lost me at pubic hair.
It's not the first time I've heard that. Neo-noir.
Neo-noir.
Oh, I thought he said neo-Nazi, so that's actually helpful.
Neo-noir. L.A. Noir.
Yes.
Really?
L.A. Noir?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Flamethrower?
Yeah.
I don't remember flamethrower.
Flamethrowers, pubes, and jazz. The L.A. Noir triumvirate.
And the last two were detective and Hollywood sign. There we go. So that's another 3 points.
So that's 10 cool. to 3.
Oh, 10 to 3. So it's still within your reach, Andrew. Don't get yourself down.
I feel like Andrew deserves the first one. You came up with Fallout.
Only Joe can kind of see through that paper. So. But I trust these
people. Come on. Yeah.
I just realized
if
what
I was cheating, I'm doing a pretty shitty job at it. Yeah.
I just realized why.
Save it for the end.
Drama. I've realized why Gav does that thing where he puts the name at the bottom because I very nearly just read out the name. Arcade.
Ninja Turtles, Simpsons. Animal Crossing.
Animal?
Yeah, you could play the little, not arcade, I guess. Okay. Yeah, the N64.
Shut up, phone. I'm going to throw my phone away.
Yeah, you should, really.
Racing.
Midnight Club.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of a racing game. Need for Speed.
Cockpit Seat.
Ace Combat.
Race Against Time.
Cruising USA.
I should say we made some of these ones up because there aren't enough.
Yeah. Oh, Cruising USA is a good one. Daytona USA.
Oh, God, what are those other Rush?
What, On Rush?
Yeah, no, like we have one in the office, Rush. Something, not 24.
It's not that. Yeah. This is too long.
Yeah.
Split Second.
Profession.
Forza Horizon.
Levi's.
When you say arcade, do you mean like actual physical arcade?
I couldn't possibly say. That's just
God
the key.
Damn it.
Blue skies.
You're just putting together a haiku now, aren't you?
Levi's, blue skies. It's my own L.A. Noir jazz.
Exactly.
Unkillable NPCs.
In a racing game.
I literally can't even think of.
Pop punk.
Crazy Taxi?
Crazy Taxi.
Oh, nice.
That's two. So you're up to five, which means you can't catch up.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have lost.
Can you work out the link?
So what games we got, Joe?
Fallout 2, Watch Dogs 2, Twisted Metal, L.A. Noire, and Crazy Taxi Arcade.
Ooh. What do all those games have
specifically
in common?
Crazy
Taxi
Arcade.
Oh, the offspring
arcade.
And the soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if it was like...
L.A. Noire. Nah, 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 nah.
Ooh.
Is that your stomach?
Ooh, yeah.
Fallout 2. I don't know.
Can I look now?
You can.
Absolutely.
Fallout 2, Watch Dogs 2, Twisted Metal, L.A. Noire, and Crazy Taxi.
Hmm.
Are we giving clues, Joe?
No.
Okay.
But that's more fun.
It's sequels eventually.
Let's just say
eventually, part of a series.
We've
that's,
seen
that's,
this one because you two are here.
Yes.
Developed in
America?
No.
Are there American themes in it?
There, sort
there might
of
be.
Getting close.
I think we've got to call this show.
They all feature the assassination of a U.S. president.
Crazy Taxi famously starts with you running one over.
Shall I let out the bag, Joe?
Please do.
They're all set in California.
Ah.
There you go. We didn't say it was fun.
Yeah,
it's
like,
yeah.
Twisted. So I had to take out one because Twisted Metal, it has near future. And I was like, oh, near future, set in 2005.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Once upon a time.
Well, there you go.
Future.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was great.
Yeah.
You guys did great.
Yeah,
I feel like we did better than I was expecting.
I'm going to tell
Gav
that
you
guys stole.
You don't have to play it for another year.
Yeah, exactly. that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
10-5 is a pretty good score.
The only thing I'm worse at than Kiwi Countdown is 20 questions, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I suck at that one, too. But also, Damon is very misleading.
Right. I'm going to give you this piece. We're on to feedback, just so you know. I've realized I haven't introduced that.
It's fine.
I'm going to give you this piece
with
of feedback.
That very official JT Global header.
I'm going to start with this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Scott Zeal. Now, last week, Cardi and I, for reasons I can't fully remember, asked for people to send in themselves doing impressions.
Oh, it's because Creeper mentioned that I've been doing an Alan Bennett voice. I don't know if you know who Alan Bennett is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just doing it.
And
that's it.
Mother. And then Scott Zeal was the only person with the balls to send any in.
Well, first we've talked about the subject line, though. Which one?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Andrew refers to the fact that last week, out of, I don't know, cruelty, I said that everyone should write Cardi fuck off at the top
of
the
list. Very nice.
And he said everyone should write Joe piss off.
Which is less rude.
What did Scott Zeal write? Cardi F off, Joe P off.
So
he sanitized
it.
And
more polite.
It was nice to both of us.
Quite diplomatic.
Have you got any good impressions, Angie?
No.
What? God. You didn't do... You weren't Shia LaBeouf?
I used to do a Sean Connery impression as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And
absolutely want to hear that.
For whatever
on
reason...
On the UK podcast, that has to happen.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, I was young. Let me preface this. For whatever reason, I would only use these two words, and they just like synced very well with his specific kind of accent. Mm-hmm. So it was just a muscle deficiency.
That's not bad.
How
really
did
good.
Young Tina come up with that? I don't know.
I'm just imagining you just playing Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
Yep. In my bed, bored to death. Yeah, just saying that over and over.
Tidish. But Scott Zeal's got three for us.
Oh, yes. I'll have to play those.
I think two of these, well, at least one of them might be just baffling.
It's kind of, we don't normally do multiple quizzes in one show, but it's got to happen now.
So we're guessing who the impression is of.
Yeah. I kind of wish I hadn't listened to these, to be honest, but. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if
the
you might not know one of the characters.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I
very
think.
British, one of them. Or maybe even two.
Are these you?
No.
Okay. It would be amazing if he just sent them in. He's like, I'm Cardi.
Here we go. Here's number one.
All right, RGN team. Are you going to look after this dog? Right. Well, his name is Cyril. And he's going to be very upset and distressed. So you'll need to find him someone.
Is that it?
Yeah.
See, I would never.
So I didn't know. This is the only one I didn't get.
Absolutely no idea what that is.
This is the only one I didn't get. I believe.
Imagine if you don't. If you've got it wrong.
I got it wrong. I think it's meant to be Tom Hardy and Peaky Blinders. Have you watched Peaky Blinders?
I have not. No.
I thought that was enough.
But it sounds a little bit like Bane, so I can kind of see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got that sort of vibe.
It's got that like sort of the aesthetic of a creaking door.
Yeah.
Sort of also sounds like a shitty Finchy.
He does a bit.
So it's
It's nil-nil. What about this one?
Well, hello and welcome to everyone from the IGN UK podcast.
What's actually pretty good?
Yeah.
I was told to do a little impression and send it in. So that's what I'm going to do. I was wondering if you guys have seen Harvey Dent. Where's Harvey Dent?
That's perfect. That if we didn't get it by the end, really it would have been terrible.
I think it's really hard to do an he's mastered the weird breaths.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. You could almost see it. Yeah.
That's really good.
Where is Batman? No,
it's not just the voice impression. It's the entire personality impression.
He was actually fully wearing the makeup when he did it.
100%.
You got to get in character.
Yeah.
Fair play, Scott. That was wicked.
We've got one more, which, if you get this, you'll have my respect for life. Not that you don't already have it.
You'll have increased respect.
Oh, bloody hell, Lynn. What are you doing? I'm trying to do a radio show. Some of my friends from the IGN UK podcast have reached out. They asked me to do an impression, so that's what I'm doing. Back of the net.
Good little sign off there. I like that.
Back of the net. I have
absolutely no idea what that is.
Have you heard of the TV comedy character Alan Partridge?
Yeah, I've heard
of
that's
him.
That's actually him. That is quite a good Partridge, to be fair.
Yeah, it's not a bad Partridge at all. But I would just like to say thank you for Scott for sending those in.
Scott is a brave man.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done that.
Absolutely not.
I love... Did you expect to get multiple people doing this? Would you expect more than one?
To be honest, actually, I don't think I expected any because sending in impressions is very...
And it's not just an email, is it? You have to record it.
Yeah.
You have to attach it.
But I would still welcome more.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to send impressions, that would be amazing.
We're not turning into a contest, but if you think you can do better, please let us know.
Plus, it is a fun little quiz.
Mm.
It's just a fun little quiz.
It's all fun. That's all we try and do here is have
lovely.
Fun.
Lovely. Andrew, would you like to read some feedback?
Yes, sure. Absolutely. This is from Jack Milburn. Hey, IGN UK, love the work you do and how you are totally different to your USA team.
I didn't do this on purpose. We just got this.
Oh, God. Wow.
I'm leaving.
I was wondering if you had any new or old podcast to recommend. It can be anything as long as it doesn't take itself too seriously.
So I think we've done this question before, but we haven't had you two on before.
Yeah.
Mm. Are there any other podcasts that you enjoy, non-IGN?
I like the Slash Filmcast a lot. And then David Chan and Joanna Robinson, as a spinoff from that, do like a lot of reactive stuff. They do like a Cast of Kings for Game of Thrones, and they did Decoding Westworld,
I don't know these.
Yeah. They're very good. It's
Are those
funny, though,
like kind of theory podcasts?
A little bit. They're like deep dive.
That's cool.
But the weird thing for me is like for years, I listened to political podcasts and it has become far too depressing. So I have just completely stopped.
I can imagine.
And that was my podcast regime. Like, that was how I stayed up. So now I do listen to a lot of, like, random pop culture things. Listen to this.
Gav sent me one called Chapo Trap House, which is, like, a lot of really far-left political commentators who are also really funny in the US.
Interesting.
Like, it's really good, and they're really smart, but like you say, it's just depressing. Like, you just listen, you're like, oh my God, it's so bad right now.
It's, like, overwhelming. And, I mean, I listened to Serial and S-Town, which I think are great, although I didn't like Serial Season 2 quite as much.
No, I wasn't into that.
But S-Town definitely, like, captured that really well, I thought.
Yeah.
All I do is listen to football podcasts.
Like, there's too many
NFL
now.
NFL podcasts, three actual football podcasts. That's all I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tina?
So I don't listen to podcasts, and I should. I have a long list of recommendations from people, but it's just something I never got into. Even when I was living in LA, I would do like all the standard like NPR, New York Times like news catch-ups, but I don't really count those because they're just the news catch-ups and they're not ones that don't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, that is true.
I did listen to Serial, and I didn't like it because it felt really dragged out. It felt like just kind of trying to capitalize on, you know, the popularity of it. But it was exciting, and I do watch a lot of documentaries about like these kinds of mysteries, crime, mobs, prisons. So if anyone has recommendations,
so nothing that takes themselves too seriously.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's my style. Exactly welcome, what you requested.
Welcome to kooky prisons. Oh, he's got a shiv made out of a toothbrush. That's amazing.
It could be. It could be like the side jobs that people explore.
That would be. That would actually be
generally fascinating.
It's
a
fun side to the mob. We all know it.
Yeah. Hey, they throw good weddings.
Oh, imagine that mob weddings would be immediate watch.
Oh, no, there's a like divorced wives of mobsters series on Netflix.
Fair play.
Yeah, I watch too much of this stuff. This is why I have insomnia.
Speaking of weddings, in seriousness, I not buttering you up, recommend Windsor Knot to everybody. Like, even after the fact.
Even now?
Yeah, it's so funny because I don't give a shit about the royal wedding, but it's just as like a piece of entertainment. It's really, really good.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very
kind. Never heard of it.
Well, no. Let's not talk about it. It's over. Tina,
all right,
round us out.
So, subject line? A piece of shit?
With a question mark? Oh, yeah. I was sure you were asking.
I wanted to get the intonation right. This is good. I've seen The Prestige. Oh, from Simon Collier. I've seen The Prestige, but only at about 3 a.m. during a 24-hour film marathon, and I was half asleep. Am I a piece of shit? Simon from Milan.
Unfortunately,
you may be.
Unfortunately, by the rules of watching The Prestige or not watching The Prestige, you are a piece of shit. We've set this out.
But it's easily remedied. Just watch it,
and you're no longer a piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's just
cleansed.
The rules. We've set this up.
Is he like half of a shit? Because
that's a good point. Actually,
you know, like what half fraction of a shit are we talking about?
He's
here?
Still a shit, but it's like a smaller shit.
It's like, you're like a far more redeemable.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah,
Simon. You're all right.
Oh, thank you.
Simon from Milan, specifically?
That's Is he from Milan?
That's what he says.
Did you just say Milan? You don't say Milan.
Because I copied. Yeah. I'm into the whole like transatlantic thing. It's this whole week. It's been really cool. I actually did... I softened a D earlier.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't remember.
Sorry.
You know what? I didn't think about that before I said it.
Yikes.
Like, instead of
on that note.
Instead of saying what, I said, like, what up?
Wow.
I couldn't think what.
You're so hip, Jeff.
I can't think of what the D I softened was.
Oh, or what moment it was.
I saw both of you for 1 second when she said melee earlier. Just like have like that brief second.
Just got to think about it.
Why? What's it going to be?
Melee.
That sounds better. I say melee as well.
The only time I say melee is when I think about Monkey Island, because that is Melee Island, not Melee Island.
Oh, very nice.
Melee is weird when I hear people say it that way. Mm. But I do think that's like a, like Alana from Australia would say melee occasionally, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
What a strange end.
It's funny. Isn't it fun?
Yeah. This is the problem.
Anyway, more D's to soften.
We've done this all week where occasionally someone will be like, you guys say arugula. And that's like all the conversation we have for Americans. It must be so shit coming to our office. Yeah.
Sorry, but I hope
we learned
so
much.
It was nice to have you on this.
It was absolutely lovely. Thank you very much for indulging us.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.